Most of us are totally hooked on email, texting, the web, the cloud, not to mention social networks. So imagine how frustrating it would be if you were physically blocked from using your computer every day. That's what the founders of Invotech, developer and manufacturer of adaptive computer input devices, strive to overcome. Company headquarters are situated in a small two-story building in an unincorporated residential district outside of Alma in Crawford County. Tom Jacobs, Invotech's founder and president, is a tall man with thick salt and pepper hair and tons of energy.
Our focus is how do we get you into a computer and give you efficient access to that computer.
Jacobs, a licensed professional engineer who specializes in assistive technology, was inspired to create adaptive devices 22 years ago. After he volunteered as an aide to children stricken with cerebral palsy. Invotech's a vertical company, meaning everything is done in-house. Jacobs and his wife, Diane, also an engineer, have six full-time staff. Today on task are Barrett Ewing, project engineer, Jeffrey Edwards, software engineer, son Eric Jacobs, a designer when he's not away at college, and Quirky Moss, who serves as client advocate. Sean Adair, a Fort Smith artist, serves as creative director. Jerry Russell, a genius fabricator's product manager, who manufactures Invotech devices in the firm's lower level. Via the Federal Small Business Research Innovation Program, Invotech has secured 21 National Institutes of Health research grants.
And Invotech, out here in the backwoods of Alma, Arkansas, has received over $4 million in research and development funds for new technologies to help people with very severe disabilities.
Search disability and computers on your website, and you'll find plenty of aggregator sites for devices like EnableMart, which lists 3,000 assistive technology devices from over 200 manufacturers. But Tom Jacobs warns, buyer beware.
It's pretty easy to go through and design a device and use it for a minute and say, oh, okay, this is going to work, you know, and then send it out as a product. We have a lot of discussions in our office about how important it is to use our own products enough so that we really have a sense of how fatiguing they are or how difficult they are to use or whether they're really optimally designed or not. But once we design them here and we're fairly comfortable with them, then we have clinical groups around the country, here again, mostly in Nebraska. The Madonna Rehab Hospital is a really good collaborator for us. And so in that environment, we get to see people with really severe disabilities that are in a hospital, in a rehabilitation environment, use our technologies. And then once that technology is proven, we have people in the community that we volunteer time with and who volunteer time with us.
Martin Willems tests devices for Invotech. He's a retired engineer for Whirlpool Corporation in Fort Smith. He was riding his motorcycle out in the woods 5 years ago, hit something, and crashed. He doesn't remember what happened. He woke up paralyzed. Hi, Martin.
You must be Jack.
I am. How are you?
Martin Willems. Just follow me. We'll go back.
I will. I'll follow you.
We'll go back.
Willems is able to move his head some, so he's able to drive his wheelchair using a joystick. He pushes with his chin. We visit for a bit, then he guides us to his computer monitor to demonstrate his new toy, an Invotech AccuPoint head tracker. On his forehead is a sensor affixed with three silver beads. As Willems moves the beads, it activates an on-screen cursor. He slowly types letters using a system called DwellClick on an on-screen keyboard.
Here.
Yes.
And then these four icons are the mouse functions.
Okay.
You've got left click, right click.
Martin Willems can now correspond with his daughter Jenny, research medical sites, and communicate via email with his doctors.
And I have a couple of websites to keep up with the latest cure attempts for spinal cord injuries.
Martin Willems, like others with severe spinal cord injuries, are circumscribed to strict medical regimes they must follow each day. So going online whenever he wants provides a refreshing escape.
I had to depend on my wife or my nurse's aide to manipulate the computer and go to different places. And then I would, dictate a letter or whatever, which was awkward. So it just opened up a whole new world for me.
Invotech's innovative acupoint tracker works even if a client has tremors, says Tom Jacobs. And his latest invention is a new type of voice recognition software.
A special speech recognition system that takes advantage of the information that's in that, what we call dysarthric speech, speech that's not easy to understand, and use that information in order to minimize the amount of typing that somebody has to do. So they type the first letter of a word, and then they say the word. And even though you wouldn't be able to understand the word that they said, there's enough information in there to really reduce the amount of typing that they need to do.
Project engineer Barrett Ewing demonstrates Invotech's new and very unique safe laser pointing system. He puts on a headset and directs the red point of light to a computer monitor alphanumeric board.
And if you dwell on a key long enough, it will select that key and put it into the LCD screen.
So with dwell clicking, the client, even if he can't speak, can, letter by letter, communicate. The device is ultra-sensitive, so even the slightest move makes it work. Invotech's also working on a device for disabled toddlers, but despite all this cutting-edge R&D, the company's chronically hitting a wall.
It's a struggle because the people that we work with, because of their medical condition, they're relatively medically fragile, okay? The things that they want to be able to do usually don't allow them to make a lot of money, and so because of their situation, they really can't afford the technology. And the technologies that we design are usually not considered medically necessary.
Insurance won't pay for computer hardware stuff like this, and Medicare might if the computer devices assist communications between client and caregiver. The products are expensive, as much as $5,000. So that's why Invotech offers a very affordable monthly flat fee package, devices along with technical support and upgrades. But the company has also launched this summer a program called Be Extraordinary, which accepts donations through a tax-deductible umbrella to distribute devices and support at no cost to selected clients.
And the idea behind it is that for people that have a very clear life goal, something that they really want to achieve, that we make a special effort to go through and help them achieve that goal.
Invotech's collaborating with the Arkansas Spinal Cord Commission in choosing the right candidates. Among the pilot group is Charlie Thompson. The 40-year-old resident of Pine Bluff broke his neck after his car, which blew a rear tire, overturned. He spoke from his home via a speaker cell phone, which is a bit murky, so you'll have to listen closely.
And now, at this point in my life, I really thank God for that accident. It was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Home health nursing and family provide daily care for Charlie, although he is able to feed himself, brush his teeth, and wash his face. But now, thanks to Invotech, he's going back to school.
You know, I'm going to Bible school.
Before his accident, Charlie Thompson worked as a personal fitness trainer. Now his goal is to help people become spiritually fit. Beyond that, he intends to minister to others with spinal cord injuries, he said.
You know, in a hospital, or whether it be at a prison, and of course, my local church, and help Invotech as much as I can because they have really helped me.
Invotech, turns out, is a business hybrid, part for-profit and part nonprofit. Charlie's one of the first clients in the world to use Invotech's safe laser communication system. Invotech's president, Tom Jacobs, says his devices even help individuals with locked-in syndrome, those who cannot speak or move.
And they put one of our laser keyboard prototypes in front of him, and they tried to get him to move his head, and nothing happened. And so they started to take it away, and he became agitated. And then through a process known as eye linking, where they kind of watch the letters on a little board and move the little board up and down, and when your eyes meet between a letter, you know that's the letter that the person was trying to spell or trying to get to you. And so he spelled out that he wanted to keep that laser keyboard. And pretty soon he was able to figure out how to move it more and more. And that was really a pivotal moment in our research with him, because he learned very quickly, within the matter of a couple of weeks, to be able to move his head.
That locked-in client became unlocked with the help of Invotech. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich